ever feel like history is just, you know, dates and names in a textbook?
Right.
Well, get ready to toss that textbook aside, because today's deep dive, it's personal.
Absolutely.
We're diving headfirst into World War II with Ruta's Closet. And this, let me tell you, this is not your typical Holocaust memoir.
No, not at all.
This one, it throws open the door and shoves us right into the experience, right alongside the Kron family in Lithuania.
It's one thing to grasp the sheer scale of the Holocaust, the millions affected.
Right.
But it's quite another to actually feel that world collapsing around you, which is exactly what happens to the Krons in June of 1941.
You said it. It's June 1941. Nazis invade. Bombs are raining down. And here you've got Meyer, Gita, and their little girls, Ruta and Tamara, making a run for it.
Talk about a terrifying start.
No kidding. And what gets me is Meyer's quick thinking. He grabs diphtheria serum.
Yeah.
I mean, who does that? But hold on to that detail, folks. It comes back in a big way.
It's like some primal survival instinct kicked in, you know? He knew what they might be up against. And grabbing all their money from the bank, not your typical panicked move, but that money, it becomes their lifeline later.
It's like he somehow knew.
Right. This is survival in real time, folks. Every decision, every action could mean life or death.
And tragically, amidst the chaos of those early days, Gita's mother... just gone.
A stray bullet, just like that.
It really drives home the randomness, the senselessness of it all. One minute she's there, the next.
And, you know, that random violence, as horrific as it was just the tip of the iceberg in Lithuania. What's truly chilling is the speed with which everyday Lithuanians turned on their Jewish neighbors, often at the urging of, believe it or not, Catholic priests.
It's almost unfathomable. It makes you think, could it happen here? What would it take for a society to unravel so quickly, to turn a blind eye to such horror, even participate in it?
Uncomfortable questions, but important ones.
Definitely. And for the Krons, this was just the beginning of their nightmare. They're herded into the Kovno ghetto, and that's where their story really kicks into high gear. Imagine the desperation, the struggle just to find food, the constant fear, the surveillance.
And the choices, the impossible choices people had to make just to survive another day.
Smuggling became a way of life, right? But even then, you're faced with this moral dilemma. Do you risk it, knowing you could be caught, punished, even killed?
And what about the Jewish leaders? Talk about pressure. They had to decide who got what little food there was, knowing that some wouldn't make it.
How do you even begin to lead in that kind of situation?
It's a stark example of moral leadership under duress. Every choice, a matter of life and death. No easy answers.
It's enough to make your head spin. But the Krons, they didn't have the luxury of overthinking it. They had to keep moving, keep fighting to survive.
Yeah.
It's easy to get caught up in the, you know, the black and white of survival, right? But Ruta's Closet, it digs deeper. Take Meyer's job at the leather factory, for instance.
Yeah.
Forced labor, plain and simple.
Absolutely. But it becomes this weird double-edged sword, you know? The work's brutal, absolutely inhumane, but it also makes him, well, valuable to the Nazis. A twisted kind of protection in a world where every day could be your last.
Chilling reminder that even in hell, there are, I guess, degrees of suffering.
Yeah.
And then amidst all this darkness, you get these glimmers of defiance, like the story of Gita's cousin, Dr. Pisachowicz. Talk about putting everything on the line.
Seriously. Risking your own life to defy a Nazi decree. That's what these Jewish doctors did. These heroes secretly inducing labor, you know, early to save babies from that horrific ban on birth.
They were literally snatching life from the jaws of death.
They understood that survival wasn't just about staying alive, right? It was about clinging to the possibility of a future, no matter how fragile, how uncertain.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
But the book, you know, it doesn't sugarcoat anything. One minute, you're reading about this incredible act of courage, and the next, bam, you're slammed back into the reality of life under Nazi rule. There's that scene, the hanging.
Oh, God, I know.
A man hanged for, what was it, a pack of cigarettes?
Just like that. A life extinguished for something so insignificant. It's a constant reminder throughout the book, that fear, that awareness that any little misstep could have deadly consequences. And, of course, then there's the Kinder action.
God. Even saying it sends chills down my spine.
It's the systematic rounding up of children, tearing families apart, just unimaginable.
It really is. The Kinder action targeting the most vulnerable among us. It really shows the depths of Nazi cruelty. These children stripped of their innocence, their future stolen. Just the most heartbreaking tragedy of the Holocaust.
It's true.
And for the Krons, this nightmare, it becomes their reality. Ruta, her little sister Tamara, they're loaded onto a truck headed for the camps. Root is only spared by, it sounds like, a stroke of luck.
That image of those children herded onto those trucks, it's seared into history. The terror, the uncertainty, it's almost unbearable to even think about.
You wonder how anyone survived with their hearts intact. And for the Krons, it gets worse. Tamara, just 4 years old, murdered at Auschwitz. That loss, it stays with them. So there's little Ruta, separated from everything she knows, thrust into the hands of strangers.
Yeah.
She winds up with the Rogowskis family, hidden away. I mean, can you imagine? Talk about risking everything.
Right, to hide a Jewish child during the Holocaust, knowing what the Nazis would do if they found out.
That's just incredible courage.
Absolutely. The Rogowskis family, they're like a bright light in one of history's darkest chapters. Proof that even in the face of pure evil, human decency can still shine through.
It gives you hope, right?
Yeah.
And for Ruta, their compassion, it's a lifeline. But her ordeal, far from over. She comes down with diphtheria.
Oh, no.
Can you imagine? You're sick, probably terrified, but you can't make a sound. Not a peep.
All this time, her parents are still stuck in that Kovno ghetto, right? What? Having no idea where their little girl is, if she's even alive.
The mental torture they must have gone through.
Unimaginable.
But they manage to make a break for it, escape the factory during a shift change. Talk about guts.
Right.
They find another hiding spot, but things are getting worse by the day. The Nazis, they liquidate the ghetto, right?
Mm.
Send anyone left to the camps. It's just
horrific.
The book mentions that out of 200,000 Lithuanian Jews, only 2,000 survived the war.
It's a staggering statistic, and it really hits home the importance of hearing these personal stories, like the Krons. It's easy to get lost in the numbers, you know. But each one represents a life lived, a story to be told, a tragedy we can never, ever forget.
It's true. And the Krons, somehow, they beat the odds. They're reunited with Ruta. Can you imagine that moment?
I can't even begin.
But the war, you know, it leaves its mark. There's this heartbreaking detail about Ruta wanting to attend church.
Oh, wow.
It's like this testament to the solace she found in faith while she was in hiding.
Trauma manifests in so many ways, you know. It's these little details that speak volumes about the impact of what they went through. And for so many survivors, the trauma, it didn't just disappear when the war ended.
Exactly. The Krons, they find themselves living under Soviet rule, a different kind of oppression. Mm. They want to trap Meyer, pressure him into being an informant for the secret police.
Oh, my God.
After everything they've been through.
Unbelievable.
But they don't give in. The Krons, they escape to the West. It reads like a spy thriller, full of danger, uncertainty. Yeah. Every step of the way, they could have been caught.
They had this unwavering spirit, this refusal to be broken.
It's incredible. Their story, it stays with you, you know?
It does, really does.
Ruta's Closet, it's more than just a memoir. It's a call to action, a reminder to never forget the horrors of the past and to fight against injustice wherever we see it, no matter what.
Absolutely. It challenges us all to think, how would we act in the face of such hatred, such darkness? Would we have that same courage, that same compassion? These are questions we all need to ask ourselves, not just as a history lesson, but as a guide for the present.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah.
And that's what makes Ruta's Closet such a powerful deep dive. It's not just about the past. It's about the choices we make today, the actions we take that will shape the future.